Η Κρήτη περήφανα.
Crete proudly claims to be the birthplace of Dominikos Theotokopoulos, the famous El Greco. On the coastal avenue of Heraklion, very close to the city center, one encounters the Historical Museum of Crete, where visitors have the unique opportunity to see two of his works. These are View of Mount Sinai and the Monastery of St. Catherine, and The Baptism of Christ. With us today to talk about these two works is Mr. Agesilaos Kaloutsakis, historian and curator of historical collections at the museum. Mr. Kaloutsakis, first of all, thank you for accepting our invitation to talk about the El Greco paintings hosted at the Historical Museum of Crete.
Thank you as well.
Let's start from the beginning, with how these two paintings came into the museum's possession.
Of course, let me clarify that these paintings are in the museum under a consignment arrangement. The first work you mentioned, View of Mount Sinai and the Monastery of St. Catherine, was purchased in the early 1990s by the philanthropic foundations of Andreas and Maria Kalokarinou at a major art auction held in London. If I remember correctly, the year was 1991. The second painting, The Baptism of Christ, was also acquired at auction in 2004. It was purchased by the municipality of Heraklion, and older residents might remember that a type of fundraising campaign was organized to raise the money. And of course, the valuable and decisive contribution of Mrs. Angelopoulou Daskalaki was secured for the purchase. This painting was bought, if I recall correctly, in late 2004 and came directly to the museum.
Tell us a bit about these paintings, their history, and what we know about El Greco's life during that time.
Yes, both of these works belong to what art historians call El Greco's Italian period. El Greco, just before turning 30, traveled to Italy. He left Heraklion and went first to Venice, where his presence is confirmed, if I recall correctly, in 1568. At the age of 27 or 28, in Venice, he worked in the studio of a renowned Venetian painter of the time, Titian. And from there, around 1571 to 1572, he likely moved to Rome, where he would also remain for a few years, connected to the circle of the powerful and art-loving Farnese family. And from Rome, eventually, around 1576, he left and went to Spain, where he would live for the rest of his life, and where he developed his own distinctive personal painting style.
Great. And why was it so important for the museum to acquire these two paintings?
I don't think it was important only for the museum. After all, we said the entities that purchased the paintings were the Kalokarinos foundations and the municipality of Heraklion. I believe that for all of Crete, and especially for Heraklion, as his native city, it was very significant to have two works by El Greco permanently displayed on our island, not just because Theotokopoulos was of Cretan origin, but also because he is closely linked to a period when Crete, if you like, stood in contrast to the rest of the Greek territory, which was under Ottoman rule. Crete, therefore, was a place where the arts, especially painting, flourished. Let's not forget the Cretan school of painting, which was influenced by European, particularly Italian, Renaissance art. And this period was also marked by Crete's efforts to adopt and reproduce artistic models coming directly from Europe.
Are there visitors from around the world who come to the museum specifically for these works?
Absolutely. As you may know, El Greco is quite popular, even though in his own time he wasn't particularly well recognized. Later, starting from the 19th century, I'd say, his work began to be appreciated differently. Today, he is considered worldwide to be one of the pioneering painters of his era. But what's interesting isn't just that people visit the museum to see the two El Greco works. What's even more interesting is that both these paintings travel to other parts of the world to be seen by people who haven't come to Crete. Both works have been requested over time by major art exhibition organizers from all over the globe. From Japan, for example, to, say, North America. It's no coincidence that as we speak, the Baptism of Christ is being prepared for a major exhibition in Venice.
And is there a possibility that other works by El Greco will be hosted at the Historical Museum for some time?
Absolutely. Let's not forget that exhibitions featuring El Greco's works have been organized in Heraklion in the past. In the 1990s, initiated and organized by the municipality of Heraklion. And again about a decade ago here at the Historical Museum of Crete. On the occasion of the 400th anniversary of Theotokopoulos' death, where an exhibition dedicated to El Greco was presented, with works that came from various corners of the globe. That exhibition was also accompanied by a scholarly conference, focused on El Greco and his body of work.
Let's give listeners a sense of what else one can see at the museum. El Greco's paintings are a highlight that naturally draw in many visitors and art lovers. But this is a historical museum, and it presents a very important part of Crete's journey through the centuries.
That's right, the philosophy of the museum's founders, which we still follow today, was to narrate local history from the point where archaeological museums typically leave off. That is, from the late Roman period and the transition to Christianity. And this is exactly where the Historical Museum of Crete begins its story. From the early Christian centuries up until, we could say, the mid-20th century. At the moment, our narrative stops at the time of World War II, but we hope to eventually expand beyond that.
Mr. Kaloutsakis, thank you so much for everything you shared with us.
Thank you as well.